If you have your Bibles, turn to Psalm 119. If you remember, we're working on the second letter of the Hebrew alphabet here. Psalm 119. Please stand in love and respect for the Word of God. We're going to be reading verses 9 through 16. We'll read them all together. Wherewithal shall a young man cleanse his way? By taking heed thereto according to thy word. With my whole heart have I sought thee. Oh, let me not wander from thy commandments. Thy word have I hid in mine heart, that I might not sin against thee. Blessed art thou, O Lord, teach me thy statutes. With my lips have I declared all the judgments of thy mouth. I have rejoiced in the way of thy testimonies, as much as in all riches. I will meditate in thy precepts, and have respect unto thy ways. I will delight myself in the statutes. I will not forget thy word. Well, we've been studying the wonderful word of God. And listen, I hope that I can rekindle your love and adoration and wonder for this old book. If you already have it, great. You should be excited about that already. And it should just egg you on, if you will, to continue to love this book. Now, we're going to do a little review before we go on with things so that we can stay up to speed at what we're talking about. And so last week, we talked about the purifying word and the constraining commandments and the protective word of God and how those apply to our lives each and every day. And today we're going to be looking at verses 12, 13 and 14, and we're going to see how these other words apply to some different characteristics of the Word of God. Look at verse 12. The Bible says, "Blessed art thou, O Lord." Okay, that's good. Everybody's okay with that, right? "Blessed art thou, O Lord. Teach me thy statutes." So the psalmist writes, and he says here, "Blessed art thou, O Lord." When you say that someone is blessed or blessed, what are you referring to? You're referring to their attributes, to their character, to who they are. They are a blessed individual, right? So the psalmist is saying that God is blessed. God is blessed. So how are some ways that God is blessed? Well, he's God, right? I mean, that just counts, right? He's holy. He's pure. He's righteous. He's just. He's true. He's love. He's all these things, right? God is blessed. "Blessed art thou, O Lord." And then he says, "Teach me thy statutes." So if you look at that, as a child of God, right, we're supposed to bless our mother and bless our father, as children in general, right? Okay? So we have a heavenly father, right? So shouldn't we bless him? How does a child bless their parent? Guess what? By keeping the statutes. So when we learn and obey the statutes of God, he is blessed. Do you see how that works? When we do what God wants us to do, when we follow his will and his law, his statutes, his commandments, he is blessed by those things. So when the psalmist says, "Blessed art thou, O Lord, teach me thy statutes." Because when we learn his statutes, he's blessed. God is to be blessed. God is to be praised. God is to be glorified. And the way we can do that is by keeping his statutes. Now remember, statutes are a special act of the supreme power of a private nature intended to operate on an individual or a company. And remember, we made the reference that God is king, right? He is to be worshipped. He is the king We are the servants. Right? And when we do well, he does well. And when he blesses us, it blesses him. You understand how that works? Because see, when God gives us our daily bread that we ask for, okay, it's for us, for him. Because when we're healthy, we do his will, and it's for him. Okay? When we're satisfied and cared for and serving the Lord as healthy, faithful, joyful servants, he gets the benefit. Because he's the king. When the servants do a good job, the king gets blessed. Right? You understand how this works. So that's why this fits, because it says, "Blessed art thou, O Lord, teach me thy statutes." So let's look at some of these things that we can learn from the statutes of God. Go to Genesis 26. Genesis 26. Now we're talking about statutes. Statutes have in their context that it's a kind of a king-servant corporation type thing, right? God, his people, etc. So here we are in Genesis 26. Look at verse 2. All right, Genesis. I'm in Deuteronomy. I got to go back to the wrong chapter, our book. Okay, Genesis 26, 2. All right, look what it says. "And the Lord appeared unto him and said, Go not down into Egypt," speaking of Isaac, "dwell in the land which I shall tell thee of. Sojourn in this land, and I will be with thee, and will bless thee, for unto thee and unto thy seed I will give all these countries, and I will perform the oath which I swear unto Abraham thy father. And I will make thy seed to multiply as the stars of heaven, and will give unto thy seed all these countries, and in thy seed shall all the nations of the earth be blessed. Because," okay, so this is a good thing. We're talking about blessing, right? Being blessed. Why? "Because that Abraham obeyed my voice and kept my charge, my commandments, my statutes, and my laws." Okay? So where does the blessing for not only the servant, but also for the king come? When we obey the commandments, the statutes, and the laws. Abraham did it, so Isaac gets blessed. Isn't that nice? And guess what? Because Abraham did it, and he was blessed, and Isaac is going to follow, and he is blessed, God is blessed. "Blessed art thou, O Lord, teach me thy statutes." Go to Leviticus 26. I keep doing this. I notice afterwards that there's this 26 thing going on. But then I break it after that. Look at verse 3. Leviticus 26 and verse 3. All right, speaking to Israel, again, the people of God, talking about the king, the God, giving the people statutes, organizational guidelines. "If you walk in my statutes and keep my commandments and do them, then I will give you rain in due season. And the land shall yield her increase, and the trees of the field shall yield their fruit. And your threshing floor shall reach unto the vintage, and the vintage shall reach unto the sowing time. And ye shall eat your bread to the full, and dwell in your land safely. And I will give peace in the land, and ye shall lie down, and none shall make you afraid, and I will rid evil beasts out of the land, neither shall the sword go through your land. And ye shall chase your enemies, and they shall fall before you by the sword. And five of you shall chase 100, and 100 of you shall put 10,000 to flight. And your enemies shall fall before you by the sword." Does that sound like a blessing? Yeah, it does to me. Now listen, keep going. "For I will have respect unto you, and make you fruitful, and multiply you, and establish my covenant with you. And ye shall eat old store, and bring forth the old because of the new. And I will set my tabernacle among you,
and my soul shall not abhor you, and I will walk among you, and will be your God, and ye shall be my people. Sounds pretty good. The blessed statutes. The blessed statutes. Those who keep them are blessed, and for the one that we keep them is blessed as well. Blessed art thou, O Lord, teach me thy statutes. Go to Deuteronomy chapter 30. You see, why are you stuck on this part of the Bible, Genesis and Leviticus and Deuteronomy? Because it's the greatest example of a corporation. God and his people. He established it for a purpose. He wanted them to be an example to the rest of the world of how to do things, how to organize, how to go about things, that God was king and he had a people. And they were blessed, so God was blessed. That's how it was supposed to work. Didn't always go that way. Now look at verse 9. Deuteronomy 30 in verse 9. And the Lord thy God will give, and the Lord thy God will make thee plenteous in every work of thine hand, in the fruit of thy body, and in the fruit of thy cattle, and in the fruit of thy land, for good. For the Lord will again rejoice over thee for good, as he rejoiced over thy fathers, if thou shalt hearken unto the voice of the Lord thy God. So when's God going to rejoice? When's God going to feel and show that he is blessed? When we hearken to his voice. When we listen to his voice. To keep his commandments and his statutes, which are written in this book of the law. And if thou turn unto the Lord thy God with all thine heart and with all thy soul. So the statutes are blessed. They're blessed for the one who follows them, and they're blessed for the one who gives them. They are blessed. This book is blessed. God is blessed because of this book and because of us who follow this book. Deuteronomy 30 and verse 16. Just down a few more verses. I'll go 15 is good. See, I have set before thee this day life and good, and death and evil. In that I command thee this day to love the Lord thy God, and to walk in his ways, and to keep his commandments, and his statutes, and his judgments. That. See that? Cause and effect, right? There's something to follow, and something will happen. That thou mayest live and multiply. Is that a blessing? Yeah, it is. And the Lord thy God shall bless thee in the land whither thou goest to possess it. There's a blessing associated with following and keeping and learning the statutes of God. Now go back to Psalm 119. The psalmist says, blessed art thou, O Lord, teach me thy statutes. So we have in the wonderful word of God, the blessed statutes of God. The keeper is blessed and the giver is blessed. That is how God orchestrates his word. Now, look at the next verse. Verse 13. We are here in Psalm 119, verse 13. With my lips have I declared all the judgments of thy mouth. Okay? With my lips have I declared all the judgments of thy mouth. So this is going to be the declared judgments of God. God spoke. Right? Yeah. God spoke, and it was recorded. Holy men of God spake as they were moved by the Holy Ghost. All scripture is given by inspiration of God, and is profitable. Right? We understand these things. God has spoken. But that's not enough, is it? It's been given, right? It's for us to have. But the declared judgments of God are paramount for the believer. What did the psalmist say? With my lips. With my lips. Hey, you know what? Not just the preacher's lips. Not just the Sunday school teacher's lips. Not just the deacon's lips. Whose lips? Mine. Yours. All of ours. With our lips, we declare all the judgments of thy mouth. Hey, God's word is to be given out. You know, God's word is a light in this dark world. Amen. You know what? It's funny. You ever want, try this sometime at your workplace. Maybe at your workplace, you know, it's noisy, it's crowded, or maybe not so much these days. You know, you can't get any peace and quiet. Just stand up and start reading the Bible. Watch it clear out. I mean, they'll be running for the doors, brother. I'm telling you what. Yeah. Sure they will. Hey, listen. God's word needs to be declared. It needs to be spoken. It needs to be proclaimed to this dark world. And not just the loudmouthed preacher. You. We need to all declare the judgments of God. You know what the Bible says? Preach the gospel to every creature. Yeah, it does. How do we do that? With our lips. With our mouth. You know, we sing that chorus, right? I will sing of the mercies of the Lord forever. I will sing. I will sing. Right? I will sing of the mercies of the Lord forever. I will sing of the mercies of the Lord. With my mouth will I make known thy faithfulness. With my mouth will I make known. That's how we do it. How do we declare God and His judgments? With our mouth. The psalmist says, with my lips have I declared all the judgments of thy mouth. Deuteronomy 5:1, and Moses called all Israel and said unto him, or them, hear, O Israel. Okay? Here's the preacher. Hear, O Israel. The statutes and judgments which I speak in your ears this day, that ye may learn them and keep them and do them. Yeah. Yeah. We need to declare the judgments of God so that people can learn them and keep them and do them in their life. Don't we all need that? And guess what? Once you learn them and keep them and do them, you have a responsibility to tell somebody else. Oh, yes, you do. To whom much is given, much is required. We have a responsibility. Have salvation, supposed to pass it on to somebody else. Learn something from the Word of God, how to live, how to do things, how to follow God. You're supposed to tell somebody else. We have a responsibility to do so. In 1 Chronicles 16, it says, give thanks unto the Lord, call upon His name, make known His deeds among the people. Declare God to those around you. Speak with your lips. Sing unto Him. Sing psalms unto Him. Talk ye of all His wondrous works. Glory ye in His holy name. Let the heart of them rejoice to seek the Lord. Seek the Lord in His strength. Seek His face continually. Remember His marvelous works that He hath done, His wonders and the judgments of His mouth. There it is again. The judgments of thy mouth. You know, God wants us to talk and to sing and to make known His deeds among the people so that they know our God and His judgments. Psalm 78, it says, "Give ear, O my people, to my law. Incline your ears to the words of my mouth. I will open my mouth in a parable. I will utter dark sayings of old, which we have heard and known, and our fathers have told us. We will not hide them from their children, showing to the generation to come the praises of the Lord and His strength and His wonderful works that He hath done. For He hath established, a testimony in Jacob and appointed a law in Israel, which He commanded our fathers that they should make them known to their children, that the generation to come might know them, even the children which should be born, who should arise and declare them to their children, that they might set their hope in God and not forget the works of God, but keep His commandments, and might not be as their fathers, a stubborn and rebellious generation, a generation that set not their heart aright, and whose spirit was not steadfast with God." Yes. A declaration of the wonderful Word of God, the judgments of God. And we've got to understand that we have a responsibility to, with our lips, proclaim them to the people. "With my lips, I have declared all the judgments of thy mouth." Go over to Psalm 145, just a few pages over. Another psalm. 145. Listen to what David says here. "I will extol thee, my God, O King, and I will bless thy name forever and ever. Every day will I bless thee, and I will praise thy name forever and ever. Great is the Lord, and greatly to be praised, and His greatness is unsearchable. One generation shall praise thy works to another, and shall declare thy mighty acts. I will speak of the glorious honor of thy majesty, and of thy wondrous works. And men shall speak of the mighty might of thy terrible acts, and I will declare thy greatness. They shall abundantly utter the memory of thy great goodness, and shall sing of thy righteousness." You think David's pretty intent on declaring with his lips, God, God Almighty. And we ought to as well. The declared judgments of God. God has made judgments. Things that are exemplary of His attributes. The judgments of God. And don't forget, He's the righteous judge. Yes, He's righteous in His judgments. And we ought to declare them with our lips. Go back to Psalm 119. We're going to try to wear out your pages in your Bible, okay? Back and forth. Look at verse 14. So far tonight, we've seen the blessed statutes. We've seen the declared judgments. Now I want you to look at verse 14. "I have rejoiced in the way of thy testimonies, as much as in all riches." Hey, when you get a little extra money, or maybe you have a little more than you usually have, right? Don't you rejoice? I mean, listen, I'm not against it, okay? It's nice to have a little extra. You say, "I've never been there." Well, if you were there, you would rejoice, okay? You understand? I get it. It's nice. It's nice. But listen to what he says. I have rejoiced in the way of thy testimonies as much as in all riches. You know, it reminds me of something that we kind of looked at. Didn't the Bible say about the Bible that it was better than riches? Yeah. Back in Psalm 19, I told you we read that scripture song. We sing it as a psalm, a song in Psalm 19. And it talks about more to be desired are they than gold. What are the law of the Lord, the statutes of the Lord, the commandment of the Lord, the testimony of the Lord? Are better than gold. They're better than honey and the honeycomb. Things that are sweet, things that are rich or wealthy for us. The psalmist says that the testimonies of God make him rejoice. So thirdly tonight, we're going to look at the joyous testimonies of the wonderful word of God. The joyous testimonies. The law of God, the testimonies of God, the word of God, the judgments of God, the statutes of God. This book should make you rejoice. Because we have the word of God. We have the mind of God. We're able to know what God wants and expects and how he is and who he is. That should make you rejoice. You know, it's funny. I read these missionary letters. And just for instance, you know, Brother Leslie, when they were completed that translation for the Croatian people, there were people in tears. Overjoyed that they finally had a copy of the Word of God that they could read. I've read missionary letters how people are handed a Bible for the first time ever. And they're just overwhelmed. They can't believe it. And it's like, oh, I have a copy of the Word of God. It brings joy and rejoicing to the reader. You know, we're blessed when we read the Word of God. Yes. And we can rejoice in it. Proverbs 3 says, happy is the man that findeth wisdom. Where's that contained? Right there. And the man that getteth understanding. Who gives that? God does. For the merchandise, what did he say? As much as in all riches. That works. Of it is better than the merchandise of silver. And the gain thereof than fine gold. She is more precious than rubies. And all the things that thou canst desire are not to be compared unto her. Length of days is in her right hand, and in her left hand riches and honor. Her ways are ways of pleasantness, and all her paths are peace. She is a tree of life to them that lay hold upon her, and happy is every one that retaineth her. True happiness is joy. Real joy is mine whenever the teardrops are. I found the secret. It's Jesus in my heart. Yes. That happiness, that joy comes from the testimonies of God. And we have them in our grasp. Aren't you happy tonight? I'm always happy. Most of the time. I should be anyways, right? Now listen. Happiness comes and joy comes with the testimonies of God. The psalmist said, I have rejoiced in the way of thy testimonies as much as in all riches. It makes us joyful. We know a good name is rather to be chosen than great riches, and loving favor than silver and gold. Who has the best name of all? Yeah, Jesus. Jesus.
Jesus is the sweetest name I know.
Right? Yeah, he's got the best name. And it's rather to be chosen than great riches. A testimony is associated with the name of someone. It's who they are. It's what they are when nobody else is around. Aren't you glad Jesus Christ is the same yesterday, today, and forever? Whether nobody's looking or not, right? He's the same. Proverbs 22:4 says, by humility and the fear of the Lord are riches and honor and life. Go to Luke 18. I want you to see this. Jesus working with someone. The rich young ruler. Remember him? In Luke 18. I want you to notice a statement here. Starting in verse 18, Luke 18:18. And a certain ruler asked him, saying, good master, what shall I do to inherit eternal life? And Jesus said unto him, why callest thou me good? None is good save one, that is God. Thou knowest the commandments. Do not commit adultery. Do not kill. Do not steal. Do not bear false witness. Honor thy father and thy mother. And he said, all these have I kept from my youth up. Now when Jesus heard these things, he said unto him, yet lackest thou one thing. Sell all that thou hast and distribute unto the poor. And thou shalt have treasure in heaven, and come, follow me. And when he heard this, he was very sorrowful, for he was very rich. Interesting. Joy comes through the testimonies of God. Sorrow comes from following after riches. Oh, yes. Yes, it does. Hey, can I tell you, folks? If you chase after riches, we know that the love of money is the root of all evil, right? We know that that doesn't bring true happiness and true joy. So when the psalmist says these things, he's making a comparison. When he talks of the rejoicing in the way of the testimonies as much as in all riches. It's better than that. It's better than that. We have the testimonies of God. Go to Psalm 21. Just a few more psalms and we'll be done tonight. Psalm 21, the time flies so quickly. Now please understand, every time I get up here and talk about these things, there is much more to be said. I have to cut out everything else. You understand? We'd be here all night, okay? All week, all month, all year, if I included everything. So I just choose some that I feel that really make the point. The king, look at Psalm 21. The king shall joy in thy strength, O Lord, and in thy salvation, how greatly he rejoice. Thou hast given him his heart's desire, and hast thou withholded the request of his lips, Selah. For thou preventest him with the blessings of goodness. Thou settest a crown of pure gold on his head. He asked life of thee, and thou gavest it him, even length of days forever and ever. His glory is great in thy salvation. Honor and majesty thou hast laid upon him. For he hast made him most blessed forever. Thou hast made him exceeding glad with thy countenance. For the king trusteth in the Lord, and through the mercy of the Most High, he shall not be moved. Thine hand shall find out all thine enemies. Thy right hand shall find out those that hate thee. Thou shalt make them as a fiery oven in the time of thine anger. The Lord shall swallow them up in his wrath, and fire shall devour them. Their fruit shalt thou destroy from the earth, and their seed from among the children of men. For they intended evil against thee. They imagined a mischievous device, which they are not able to perform. Therefore shalt thou make them turn their back, when thou shalt make ready thine arrows upon thy strings against the face of them. Be thou exalted, Lord, in thine own strength. So will we sing and praise thy power. You know, that's a psalm of King David. He gave glory to God, but he joyed in the salvation of God. In what God had given him through the testimonies of the Lord. You see, folks, this book brings joy. This book brings peace. It brings all the riches of life that we need. And not in the monetary sense. The riches that matter. Remember, we're supposed to lay up for ourselves treasures in heaven. Yeah, not earthly treasures, heavenly treasures. And those bring true joy to God's people. So tonight, as we look at the wonderful word of God, blessed art thou, O Lord, teach me thy statutes. With my lips have I declared all the judgments of thy mouth. I have rejoiced in the way of thy testimonies, as much as in all riches. The blessed statutes of the wonderful word of God. The declared judgments with my lips of the wonderful word of God. And the joyous testimonies of the wonderful word of God.